You're holding that Yud Zayin Nomer Aleph on top. Just less Gemara.
He says, Yibach Mahi Dishnan Kolam Atautla Mevina Satuma Beuvei Hamarda.
You could have an oil on top of a mace that even though it's not thick, wide, a tefach, which you need midiraisa, it's less than that, only the width of a marda, of a strap, still it's an oil to mekabel tuma. That means if you have this oil, the strap on top, going along on top, and there's a mace on one side, and you're on the other side of the kelim there, the kelim is tummy as oil on mace. So I'm going to have tafe netfach bez veni. Shezu halacha mekufachas. He says, no, I'll bury my son, he's very angry, because this halacha, that's wrong. Somebody heard this halacha, but he made a mistake. It's not the right halacha. What did he hear that he made a mistake? It sounds like this. Ikur, that's a farmer, either he was walking along the fields, or Mardak Seifa, he was carrying the Mardak, he was carrying this strap on his kesef, on his shoulders. The Ihil Tzidei Achat HaLakever, it was a long, thick, stiff strap, so one side of the strap went over a kever. Is timoy oisai. It says nalocha timoy oisai. We're matam of the thing. Mishum kelim ani ilim ala meis. It has a din tumo like a regular keli that's over the oil of a meis. That's what it said. So Rabbi Tarfon says that the Talmud made a mistake. The Talmud thought that the locha is this farmer when he's carrying this strap. The locha is the strap becomes an oil since one side of the strap is on top of the kever, so it's on top of the meis. Now the farmer that's holding the strap is also Tame Shiva, has a Tame Mace. That's what the Talmud thought. And the paraphrase answers back, no, that's not what he meant to say. He just meant to say that the Marda itself, the Kli itself, has Tumis Mace. But now when the person touches the Marda, the person is only reaching the Tumah. And you only have to go to the Mikveh and Harish Shemeshi's Torah. Omer Rabbi Kiva said, Ani Asakin, I'll be Masakin, and the Talmud didn't make a mistake. That really both are emes. The Talmud was right. He makes a little bit different, Rabbi Kiva. Not that the Gzera was stam. Any strap, even though it's not a tefach wide, could be an oil halameis. And if you have a mace on one side, the strap of the cross, the mace on one side, kalim on the other side, the kalim have tumas mace. So far we didn't go. We just said the person that's holding this strap, since one side of the strap is over the oil hameis, the halacha is the oil itself, the strap itself, is mekabel tuma. Agrashi says that has no shear. Even an oil of a kol shehu, if it's on top of the mace, the kli itself on top becomes tummy. So about the kli itself has a tumas mace on it, so Rabbanu also goes there, the person that's holding this strap is also has a tumas shiva. But only the person that's holding it. But let's say there's a keli on the other side of the strap, underneath the strap, that kli is not mekabel tuma. So that's what Makiva says. Oh, Makiva, ani yasakin, shedivah chom kayomim, that the gzera was, sheyukola matautla nevien et hatuma, alo odom, only on the person, shenoisoisen that's carrying it. Beyuve hamarda, that if the strap itself is wide, uve hamarda, how much a regular ox strap is, that's enough to make an oil. The al-atzman, but the strap itself, or anything that's on top of the kever, that's directly on top of a mace, is b'chol shu. Even no matter how thick it is, it's mekabel tumas mace. The al-shar odom the kelim, ma'ashenkin, another person, or other kelim, that's not touching the strap. It's just underneath the strap. So you have a long strap going on top. One side of the strap, there's a mace underneath it. The other side, there's a keli underneath it. That has no tumas shiva. Dafka paseach tefach dalachar is. But Kozman, the strap is not wide, it's tefach, the top does not have a shame oil. So if you have this strap on top, over here there's a mace, so the tumah goes up. If the strap is a pasach tefach, this is wide tefach, so it's called an oil. Oil says the tumah goes up to the oil and goes all along and then comes down again. If there's a kli here, this kli has a tumas mace, tumah shiva midiraisa. But if the strap is less than a pasach tefach, like I was told, it's only a kamarda, that means a smaller shear, then midiraisa doesn't have a shame oil. So male, the keli underneath the marda is not tummy. Just the marda itself, the oil itself, has no shear. It, since it's on top of a mace, I feel it kol shu, it's mekabel tumas mace. And the gzera the rabbanu was the person that's holding this marda like this. If you're holding it, since you're holding up this marda, and the marda itself is mekabel tumas mace, the person also gets a tumas mace. But the kelim on the bottom has no tumas mace. The Yom Rav Yanai, What type of a ma'ad are we talking about? How thick is this strap that has this tumah, this tumah d'rabbanan upon him? Ein v'uviyav tefach, it's true. It's not wide, a tefach of a v'yesh pekeifo tefach. We're talking about it was like a round strap. Now the round means the circumference. If you take the you take the circumference going around the circle, it would be a tefach. But it takes you 4 inches to go around the circle, even though the diameter of the circle is less than 4 tefachim. So it's not called pasach tefach. It's not called a tefach wide. But since the circumference going around the circle is 4 inches, the Rabbanan made this gzera. That since around is 4 inches, up to a case where flat, straight out will be 4 inches. The gozer al hakeifa mishumavu. Rashi, Lom Rabbi Yana Garcinon. Oh, before this was before. Ani yasakin shiadivicham. Rashi shoymrim uvei hamada mevi tuma kayomim. So the Kiva wants a miyash of this gezerah. What they said, that the strap is only the size of a mandit. Smetame is good. Yesh dover shemevien olof tumma mamish. Litton haziyah medivreim. There is the case that medirabonin, you have a tumas mace. That means it's tummy for 7 days, and you have to make haziyah, you have to spritzer on it from the mechatis. Kegoin ala odom hanoiseya. Only the hanoisan, only the person that's carrying the strap. She tumma boy tumas maga. Minatera. Now, midiraisa, the strap itself is a tumis mace, is an avatumum. So, when the person touches the strap, the person becomes a reaching of tumah midiraisa, he has a tumas magar on him. And, but that tumah really is only 1 day, and he goes to the mikveh, the hera shemesh is tor. No, gozer olav, Rabbanan made a gzerah. Buve hamad letame tumas oyel medevrayim. Rabbanan gave you a tumas like mace for 7 days. Gzerah hakefa mishum ovav. Gzera, where the heck, if the circumference around the circle is 4 inches, also in a case, you will have the diameter be 4 inches. Techiva, the tomalei. Al korchas tumma diraisa. Vivat mi diraisa, you are tummy. Al korponi, you are rishona tumma. Vilayatrachu, eroshemesh, that since you're touching this strap, which the strap has an avatumma, so the person needs eroshemesh, for who lay noga the mace. But the person himself did not touch the mace. Is ksava, people will think, why is this person tummy 1 day? Shemishum ayalatum etamay. People think the reason why he's tummy, because he's under an erla mace. Umishum sheesh bakeva tefach. People think, what has it been oil? Only if something is a tefach wide. If there's at least 4 inches on top wide, that's called an oil. Vechivon delay metamis le tumas sayin. Now people see, what does he do? He went to the mikveh right away, and he didn't have to wait 7 days. Is Oslamaina Biyo Gamanami Tumaserub. People come to say, whoever went into an oil where there was a mace was on the other side of the room, Allah gives midiraisa, since there's a roof on top of you, the tumma comes straight down on you, and you tell me midiraisa 7. But people think no, just like he was table in the mikveh, and he was tired at night, everybody that's tumas oil only needs 1 day. So that's why the Rabbanan made gzera, that the person that's carrying the strap, since he himself does become tummy at least for 1 day, the Rabbanan made gzera should be tummy for 7 days. Mashenkin or the kelim or other people that are not touching the strap, they have no tum at all midiraisa. Is melein mevien shum tumor el b'paseach tefach el b'paseach tefach. The kivu masad Rabbanan perish. The kivu is masvid Rabbanan. Because the midiraisa, you need it to be wider tefach to give it a shame oil. So if it's a tefach, then somebody underneath the oil has a tumah. If it's less than a tefach, midiraisa, it's nothing, and even midirabonin, it's nothing. Only in the case where the person himself that's holding the strap, that's where the rabbanan made gzeira. And now, Rabbi Rabbi Yanagasina, ma de shomru, to mevi yesatum al noisa, even this gzeira the rabbanan, that the person that's carrying the strap, that's not wider tefach, that we say if one side of the strap is over a mace, now that you're holding the strap, you have a tumas mace, letame shiva midivreim, is when only ein bo v'tefach, the imkem ever yodereisa. It's true, where the width of it, the diameter of the circle itself, is not a tefach. Mashenkin, the kefo is a tefach. So Rabbanan made exero, ha kefo oto the tefach itself. Fredigmodel, rapafrin diyomar, ekvachas bini, shaloch azum kefachas. According to Rav Tafen, he deems the Chamhog Zeri. He was very angry and he said, Lelosh like a shvu, it's wrong. I'll even bury my son if it's right. So Rav Tafen doesn't know it's in this Gezerah. For the Gemara Bezoi, Botzulu, we're missing one of the 18. This chur is one of the 18 gzeiros. How do you have 18? Om Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok. The Rav Tarfon is going to have to hold ask the nice kusim. That a daughter of a kusi nidus merisosim. Rav Bonin made gzeiro that as soon as they're born, they're one day old, they have a tumas nidur on them. Is doy bayim gozu. This was part of the Yitzchias gzeiros. I already brought that gzeiro down before already, so it's gemar v'iduch. But this gzeir about the kalim, though, when we say it's mayim shuvim, sri like Rav Meir. He holds like Rav Meir that holds what? That it's not adayim hu machlokes. Beis Hillel was masking to Beis Shammai. That if you leave the kli outside, even though you put it there, b'shas it was cloudy. Then the clouds went away, and you still left it there. Now when the clouds come back and it rains, according to Beis Shammai, that's called mayim shuvim. And Rav Meir holds that Beis Hillel gave him to Beis Shammai. So now this is one of the Yud Ches Devarim. So according to Rav Tarfon, he's going to hold like Rav Meir that the Gzeir of Mayim Shuvim is one of the Yud Ches Devarim, and Hu Adin, Benois Kusim, Anidis, Mirasos was also one of the Yud Ches Gzeiris. Rashi Rav Tarfon, Diyoma, Le Gozlu Mishum Gzeir Ela Bedin Teira, Do Le Tumu, Ela Tumas Erev Mishum Magabe Botzlu Yud Ches. Tarfon says the only made Gzeir that the person carrying the strap is Tumi for one day, not more. So where do you have Yud Ches Gzeiris? Benois Kusim. Uvidos Rashi Vimniach Kalim, Sovel and Tatum Krav Meir. The Choshev Leib Yud Ches Dover. The Yad Pekai V'yal Hachta Bnes Kusim. So mainly he takes out this Gezerah of Marda and he puts in Bnes Kusim. So still we don't have 18. We only have 9 to start off with, and now we have a few more. We're still missing the 18. At the end, Rashi will soon say exactly what all the 18 are. For the Marvi Ibuch, what's another one of the 18 Gezerahs? Ha'boit Ser Lagas. If somebody is collecting wine, and he's collecting, collecting the grapes, he's picking off the grapes to put it into the gas, into the vat, to squash it, to make wine, is Shama Yoyim Huchshir. While you're pulling off the grapes, if some grape, the juice drips off it, that juice that comes out is called Yenicha with it, and if it falls out an Eichel, it's Machshir Kabatuma. It's called Nichalei. Hillel Yoyim Huchshir. Hillel says, no, this juice that's falling off the grapes, is falling onto the ground, it's going to be lost, so you don't want it, you have no das for it. That's not called Mayim Denichale. Omer Lehilu L'Shamay. Hilu is the Kasha to Shamay. Mifnei Ma Boitzchum B'Taira. How come the Halacha you hold that when you collect the grapes, we say you have to collect the grapes in a Tomedik Kli? You shouldn't put it in a Tomedik Kli. Master, if you put the grapes in a Tomedik Kli, the grapes will be Mekabatumah. Of the Vien Moiskin B'Taira. Mashenka, when you squash out the olives to make olive oil, there you're not makba to put a B'Taira. Hey, there you made that these pears never had water going on the olives yet. So even if the olive goes into a keli that's tamei, it's not makabu tumo. Because the loch is all oichlin has to first have a hechsher. That means first water has to fall on the peri. After it's pulled off from the tree, then it's called huchsha kabu tumo. So these olives never had water fall on them yet. So now you're allowed to squeeze it in tamei kelim. Is the kasha though, but while you're squeezing the olives, the oil is coming out. So why don't we say this oil is machsha the peiris to makabatuma? Just like you say when you're squeezing out the grapes, the juice is machsha the grape to makabatuma. Omalei, so Shammai said, Im takni teini, if you're going to give me tzorish, you're going to bother me now. Goizreini tuma afala masika. Enachanami, I'll make that xerif for you also. I'm making xerif now. Whoever starts squeezing out olives also has to have to use a kli that's torn. That you're saying when you're collecting these grapes, and even before you make wine out of it, if the juice falls on one, comes out of the grape, on one grape to another grape, that grape is huchsher. And now if the grape goes into Talmud, it clears Makabatumah. So why do you say only by grapes and not by olives? Why don't you have the same shash by olives? When you're squashing, picking off the olives, also sometimes juice come out of one olive, and that juice should be mashke that you nichalei, so it should be mashke the rest of the olives. It should be makabatuma. So the maestro was, Shammai so far didn't answer. He just said, if you get me angry, I'll make that gzeir also. So the Gemara, no atzu cherem of Beis HaMedrash. That day they put a sword at the door of the Beis HaMedrash. Omru, they said, ha-nichnas yichnas, everybody come to the Beis HaMedrash. And this was Tamidei Beis Shammai, they wanted to make a final psak that we should pass like Beis Shammai, so they wanted everybody to come inside now. Omru, v'ayotze ayotze, they had a sword there, if you go out, we'll kill you. Nobody's allowed to go out now. V'ayotze ayotze, that day, ha-yehilil kofuf v'yoshil v'nei Shammai. Hillel, like, was a meat, there were more people of Shammai than Hillel in this meeting, so the people of Hillel was kofet, had to give in to Shammai. Ki echad min ha-tamidim, even Hillel himself was like one of the tamidim, he had to give in to Shammai since they were the roiv. For Yisrael, it was so hard to cry Yisrael, Kiyom Shinasa Beigel, not much like the day the Yegel was done. About Hillel was the grace of Tzaddik and the Midah of Anova and Anzvenusam, still this time he had to give in to Shammai. Rashi, if they wanted to count exactly how many people hold like us, Shammai, to make the Gzerim, and if we can have the robe at this meeting, we're going to be able to pass the law. So he wanted all the people to stay there to vote like us. So Hillel was a Nossi, and he was a big Onuf. So it was very hard to see Hillel how to give in now. But the Maaseh said, this is Tairahu. I mean, Shammai didn't do it as Midas Ra. Shammai did it as the hell, their right, la halacha. We have a right to make this gzeirah. This is the halacha, this is the Ratzon Hashem. So even though you're Hillel and you're the great tzaddik, you have to give in to us though. We hold the right.
Only because right. They have more?
Yes. The gozer, yeah. So tomorrow, the gozer Shammai Hillel. So Shammai Hillel himself gave in to Shammai. He was also asking his gzeirah. From Sham and Hill alone they were Makabla. They didn't pass the law yet. The Yasa Tamidayu, but the Talmidim came, Gozru Vikiblu, Minayu. Then the Talmidim and more amount of people came, they made it there, they were Makabla the Xeris. That what? That when you're collecting grapes, the juice that comes out of the grape is called a mashka that you're nicha with, you're happy with it coming out. Therefore this mashka now falls on the other grapes. It's like machshir, it makes the grape roi to makabel tumah. If a sheretz or a kli tumah touches the grape will be makabel tumah. But not by olives. By olives they didn't do it. For the Gemara, my timer, what's the time they made this gzeira? Trashi, my timer, huchshir, holanichalei, puhu mashkir, did nothing. Because of the yibud. Since the grapes, you're only collecting the grapes now to throw it into the vat. So if any juice falls out while you're collecting the grapes, where does the juice go? It goes to the floor, it goes liquid. So you're not nicha with that water. So why should that juice like be machshir? Machshir, hechshir has to be, a person says, kiyutan. You have to be nicha with the water. You have to use the water for some purpose. If you're nicha with the water, using it for some purpose, now if this water goes on oichlitz machshirit. But here you're not nicha with the juice is falling on the ground, liquid. We have a gzera, maybe you collected in the kupa basket, that's tummy. Rashi, the kupa is tumeis. A new chiddush Rashi says, the asiya tumas hakli. Since the kli, the basket is a tumadit kli. So since the kli is tummy, umechashim le lamashker lahachshir hoyavutumosle vechshir rakachas. We're talking about now the juice of the grape is falling off the grapes and goes on to the other grapes. Now the svar is, this juice you don't want, you have no use for it. This juice is going to eventually fall to the ground and go liquid. So you're not nicha with that juice. Why do we say this juice is called, it's useful, and it could be machshe, the peiros of makabel tumah? Because since you put it into a kli that's tamei, so tamei is a chashev azach, when this juice comes in contact with the tamei, the tamei is like machshe the juice, and makes the juice for chashev the juice, now this juice could be machshe the peiros. So bevas achas, the peiros, get their hechsher, it's like juice that you nicha with that juice is on the peiros, and the kli tamei that's there is metamei the keli. No, it's a shver asvera. But just that since tumi is a chashev azach, when the water comes in contact with the tumi, the tumi of the kli is master of the water that makes the water a chashev of water. And that water is considered like you had das to use it. Shver asvera.
Isn't Hillel's kind of still valid though, by
olives? We're not answering that yet. We'll see. Omer Rabbi Chanina, so mahar nicha l'man b'yama such a svara that kli tamei chayshev yos chayshev mashkin, if yos such a svara like that, that since the kli is a tamei kli, any water that goes in this kli, even though you're not nicha with the water is huchshir, it's a chayshev water, shapir, then you have the gzeira. Ela l'man b'yama ain kli tamei chayshev mashkin, no, we don't hold such a svara like that. Since the water itself, you have no use for it, it's this juice that's going to drip down to the floor and get ruined, lost, you have no use for it. So even though now it's touching a tumah of the kli, still the water is not nichusa, it can't be mashed to Paris. Why would Beis Shammai make a gzera that if you collect the grapes is makabel tumah with the juice that's coming out of it? So gzera that maybe you collect the grapes In a kupa mezafafo, it means that there's a sieve on top of the basket, and there's a bottom part of the basket also. So it means on top you put the grapes. And even if some juice falls out of the grapes, it doesn't go, even it doesn't get lost on the ground, it comes into the bottom basket. And you use that as wine. That's why you have like a sieve on the top part of the basket, so if any juice falls down, Adarabi, you collect all the juice in the bottom and you use it. So in such a case like that, any juice, grape juice that comes out of the grapes, you nicha with that juice, because you want it to come to the bottom of the kli, and you collect it all here. So since you nicha, you're going to use it, it's good why if this juice now would fall on the other grapes, it would be mashed to the grapes. So therefore, Shami says in making zera, even though you use a pasha the basket, a regular basket has no bottom to it. A regular basket, the juice comes, it falls to the ground, so you're not nicha with that juice. So Rabbanu made zera, though up to a case where you use a basket, that you are nicha with the juice that comes down. So you have to say it was only shchiyah to do these things by grapes and not by olives. By olives, they never made these type of baskets. Therefore, they didn't make such zeras by olives. Why did they make the gzeira on olives? The gzeira is shem yibatzrei na bekufas mitofes. Because by grapes, we say we're afraid to use a basket that has a bottom to it. That's not a good terrace by olives. To moil hayaitzimihim, because the juice that comes out of the olive, lechoshev mashke, bechal, it's not called a mashke. I mean, even though you want it, it's not called a mashke though. It's the moil, the juice that comes out of olives, is not called mashke. It's only the juice that comes out of grapes is called a mashke. That could be mekabel tumah, could be mashke kabel tumah. But the moil, it's before the olives come, before the oil comes out. So first little drops that come out, that's only called moil, that doesn't have a shem mashke. So therefore, I'm going to make any xeris.
Sure, though, because isn't shem and zayis one of the...
And so the moil just means the first drops that come out. You're not squashing the olives, you're just collecting them. So while you collect them, some drops could fall out. So that drop that comes out, the first drop, that's only called moil, it's not called a mashke. Right, so tell us why grapes, where xera sometimes use a basket that has a bottom to it, that you're going to collect the juice that falls down, you nicha with that juice, therefore that juice could be mashke the grapes. Rav Am another gzeira. Gzeira mishum hanoshches. With gzeira mishum hanoshches, sometimes you're going to pull the grapes and you're going to have that to squeeze out the grapes. Trashi hanoshches. Eshkolos hanoshches. You have clusters of grapes. Zu is zu that pushes one the other. Ukeshebola freedom, when you want to separate the clusters of grapes, nischat hamashka lehim. That automatically, just by separating them, the juice comes out of them. Vechivan the other biadayim, since you yourself are separating these grapes. And you are causing the juice to come out of it, and it can't happen any other way, machsher. It's considered like a person is doing something here, midaitai, with his das, and that's enough to make a hechsher kabutumah. So the guys are all type of collecting grapes, also you collect these big clusters of grapes, that any time you separate them, you automatically cause the juice to come out of it. The Yom Rav Nachman and Rabba Babua, Pomim Shodam Herlich Lekarmoy. Sometimes people go down to the vineyards. Leida to know imigia novin lebtzira. Did the grapes come ripe enough to pick them off? Oloi. Sadiach tested. Venoitel Eshkel Anovin. You take out one cluster of grapes. Lesorce to squeeze it. O mezalef agabi anovin. And it drips on the other anovin. O vishas betzira adayin mashka tefechaleim. And later when you collect all the grapes, there's still some mashka on this. So Mela, that's part of the Gezerim. I mean, this means Meshchis. As you're picking, you see, what is he proving here? That sometimes you pick out a big cluster of grapes, and just by separating them, the juice comes out. Like, you're not really squeezing it in to let the juice come out. You just want to see if they're ripe enough. So you're just like separating them. And just by separating them, the juice comes out. So that juice is called the mashka, and it's called nichusa, because you did it b'yadayim. But since you did it b'yadayim, it's called that you nicha with this water, it's mashka the grapes. So therefore, I'm going to make gzeira anytime you're collecting grapes. That was Beishami's gzeira, and Vaisa Yisbeis Hillel was masking to Beishami, he gave in. This is one of the Yudches gzeiras. Vaisa Yidach, what's another one of the 18 gzeiras? Oma TV Rishpo, the name of a person, Rashi Shemish, name of a person, Oma Shmuel. Af gedule truma, boy bayoim gozu. The bona made exera gedule truma. That means you had, let's say, wheat, that you were mafresh truma on it. And now what can you do with wheat? Usually you eat wheat. But now instead of eating the wheat, you want to again plant the wheat. And you planted it, and now it grows up new wheat. Now midiraisa, when you plant it in the ground, it's like mavoto, the old seed becomes bottle, and it's called something new coming out that's not truma anymore. But the rice what grows up now is not truma. More than kidney is beans. If you're going to plant the beans that you made truma on, they grow up, that's a new peri now, really has no truma. So Rabbanan made Xera no. Since the seed was the truma, they could seed you a mafresh truma from that, what grows now is also truma. That's one of the Xeras. Trashi, if you do the truma, in Zora, if you plant something, even something that the seed gets disintegrated in the ground, to go in tfua, if you plant like wheat or barley, the kidneys or type of beans, still we say what grows up now has a din tumor on it. For the Gemara, my time, what was the reason they made such a gzera? We're afraid Amoli Yisrael has chosen mafra truma, and he's a Russia. He doesn't want to give the truma to the Kohen. He thinks he doesn't like the Kohen. Why do you get it? I want to keep it. So how is he going to keep the truma? He figures he'll go ahead and plant the truma, and what grows up now, I'll be able to eat for myself. So that's what the Yisrael does. So to stop this Yisrael from not giving it to the Kohen, we tell him, even if you plant it, you know what grows up is still truma. So Trashi, truma, tahira, biyad Yisrael. V'yengay tzora. Amor, you'll have a Yisrael that he has a bad eye, means he can't stand to give away things. Litna l'kayin to give it to a kayin. V'zara l'vatola. V'zarei l'vatola. He plants it for nothing. Mitara truma. V'zarei l'vatla mitara truma. The only reason why the Yisrael is planting it now is to mavatla it from the din truma. Because midiraisa, when you plant truma and a new seed, something new grows up, it's not truma anymore. So that's the reason. First, the Gemara, Omer Rava. Either chashid l'hoch, if you're afraid the guy is such a rusher that he doesn't push it, doesn't want to give the truma to the kayin. He wanted him to take truma in the first place. He said, the guy feels so bad not to give it to Cain, such a rasha. Mistam, he won't take truma in the first place. He can't make zeros for such a person. He's not a rush to the over nisa the raisa. Mid the raisa the lachurism to take off truma one chita achas pteras as a kri. Mid the raisa there's no shear how much truma you have to give. You could have 1,000 bushels of truma of wheat. If you take off one kernel of wheat and say a raisa truma the bela, you eat to the mitzvah of the raisa. So Melo, that's what this person can do. If he doesn't want to give to a Kohen, let him take off one kernel of wheat, and that is what I'm talking about. Kedishmuel, Umi, the Yafashub, about this person, no, Vaisa took off a lot of wheat for Truma, and now he has a bad eye. He doesn't want to give it to the Kohen. Ishramin lechashidi. You see, he's not choshing. You see, we're talking about a person that does take off Truma. So if he took off Truma already, he's telling me he has that to give it to the Kohen also. So how could you make this is the Xavier that he's not going to give it to the Kohen? Or you want to trick him like so he can't be Mavato the Truma? There's no such person like that. And the Gemari Elo Marava. Yisrael Kivon the Efshel, that's part of the Gemara. Is my Ida Chashid Lahachi Yafush Nami Lalifashu Kivon the Efshel Mevet Chita Achas Kiddush Shmuel, since he can be mafresh only one kernel of wheat like Shmuel's Halacha that Shmuel says Midiraisa the smallest amount of Truma Patis Vuloi Kovid, and he doesn't do this, he takes off more Truma. Is Hemnu Mehemne Havali is a Nemedika person that he wants to give the Truma to the Kohen. So why do we have the Xeris of now for some reason he made a mistake and he planted the Tfuwa? Why are we going to the Tfuwa cannot be makabel, is still Truma? Elazat Gemara Xeris Mishum Truma Tenei Biyat Kohen. We're afraid, no. The Yisrael packet took off Truma and gave it to a Kohen. And now by the Kohen it became Tummy. A Sheretz or a Mace touched the Truma. Halacha is now the device, you have to burn it. You're not allowed to eat it anymore. Truma Tumei, you can't eat. It's also heat, so the Kohen has to burn it. Amor the Kohen will feel bad. Here I got 20 pounds of wheat, kishmaka wheat, and now because it's telling me I can't eat it. So what will he do? He'll feel, instead of burning it, let me go and plant all these 20 pounds of wheat, and I'll get 100 pounds of wheat later. And what grows up later is not going to be truma, so, and who I did the tumor goes off it also, so I'll be able to eat it. So what's wrong with that? So tomorrow, what's wrong with it is, Dilma Mashoy Lagabe. It takes time till you plant all these 20 pounds of wheat. So you're going to have to let it stay in your house a while. So since you're going to hold on to the Truma Tumeya, we're afraid while you're holding on to it, you'll forget and eat it. So Kedai Rabbanan didn't want you to forget that you have Truma Tumeya in your house. They don't want you to hold on to it to try and have Eitzes of planting it and making nice Truma, nice Tumam. They made it clear that even if you plant these Tumeya, even if you plant these kidneys, what grows up again is still Truma. And who are then is still Truma Tumeya. So now the Kohen has nothing to gain, so now the Kohen will burn it right away. And now there won't be any Xer, he'll hold on to the Truma, and we're afraid to leave it in between. Rashi, Mishum Truma Tumeya Biyat Kohen. Shasur biachilo. Obal lizoro come to plant it. Because the shatei bishmo horishin, it still remains truma tameya. For rehi truma tameya the chashina duma mashoyilo. He'll leave it over. Adzman till it takes the times ria. If you're in the middle of winter now, you can't plant now. So you'll have to wait till the summer months. So you can hold it in your house for a whole month, for a whole half a year. For yosle mecha betumasei. We're afraid then you'll forget in between. You'll come to eat the truma tameya. That's why the bona made exera. Even if you plant it, there's no eitzim. So therefore, what will the kohen do? The kohen will take it and burn it. There'll be mekayim the mitzvah the way he's supposed to. The more weiter. The idach. What's another one of the yutchas gzeris? Omer Rabbi Chiya bar Ami mishmei dula. Af mi shehechshich loy baderach. This is the last parak in the mesech. The whole parak about somebody was on the road and he didn't make it home in time before Shabbos and he has his money. He has his wallet in his pocket. What can he do with the money? As Mishahekshav Leib Baderach, somebody was going in the middle of the Derech, he's right before Shabbos,